I don't think of myself as having a big, great business. I'm always feel like I'm just like, just average. But when you start running with people who have these ambitions and they know they want a better life, because that's what it comes down to, being your own shop owner can eat your entire life away.
Yeah.
That's really where the struggle is for a lot of us.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
I am doing a series featuring three retailers doing awesome things, and I wanted to share with you what's possible. I am just over the moon excited to have talked to these retailers and have them share their story with you to see what's possible. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I have a special treat today on here on our Shop Creative Shop Talk podcast. I have invited one of my faves in, Jeff Lee. He's going to talk to us today a little bit about what's possible. We're going to talk about different things that he's been doing in his business through all this crazy time. Like, it's been crazy. We're also broadcasting on Facebook. So if you're watching us on Facebook, hello. And we'll also be on the podcast. So I am super excited. I'm going to get right to it with Jeff. I'm very, very grateful for you being here, Jeff. Jeff has been an Inner Circle member of mine since the very founding members. Actually, it's partly Jeff's fault that we started the Inner Circle. He was in a course and he said, "What's next?" I'm like, "I don't know." So anyway, we started the Inner Circle. So Jeff's been also in my mastermind group, my Level Up mastermind group. So very familiar with Jeff and all the awesome things that he's doing in his business and to make a life, not just a living, right? So we're doing we're doing it all, right? So Jeff, can you just share a brief description of your business and where you're located and tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. My business is The Vintage Nest Home and Gifts. We're located in a small, quaint little southern town, very Mayberry-ish, if you remember that show.
Don't let me.
A lot of people, you know each other. There's a lot of community involvement, but we're only 20 minutes from Center City, Charlotte. So literally, jump on the interstate and your whole world is totally different than what it is where we are in our small town. But our shop is a creative shop. It started out really with a paint brand and painting furniture. And that was about a 600 square foot studio 10 years ago. And today we moved twice and we're in our third location and we're about 7,000 square feet. And we do all too many things. We make our own candles. We're apparel. We have apparel, gifts, you name it. We just kind of keep adding things. So I almost feel like we're borderline of a general store without tools.
I think you do really great at broad revenue streams. You're very good at identifying the needs of what your community needs, and there's no place to get cards. Let's bring in cards or good, you know, right. Goods. And but you do it all very authentically too. You have your store is beautiful. We'll be sharing Jeff's links to his Facebook page and Instagram. You can go have a peek at it and his website definitely after in the show notes as well too. So I want everybody to go have a look at your store because it's beautiful. Yeah. And so Jeff, I don't think you do too many things, by the way. I know Jeff's very thorough on what he does and how he does it as well. Can you explain to us a little bit on how did you get to a 10,000 square foot store?
Well, during the Great Recession, whenever that was, like 2009,
8. Last week, no. That's what it's feeling
like. Yeah. Right. Round two. I lost my job and it's a corporate job and I couldn't even get a job waiting on being a front desk clerk in a motel or a hotel. So I started my craft business back in my suburban, going to craft shows. That was a lot of work. I mean, handmade shows aren't quite like other shows where it'll be multi-day. They're like 3 or 4 hours, you're done. And then you move on to the next one. Sometimes we'd have two in one day, sometimes three in a weekend or four. And it was just a lot of work. One day I was in an antique mall and I thought, well, maybe if I set up something permanent, I can just drop my stuff off and not worry about it. And that's what I did. But I painted furniture to display my things. And people wanted to buy the furniture. I was like, why are people wanting to buy this painted junk furniture? You know? So it just evolved. We went from one booth to, I think we're up to about 15 before we moved into our studio in a matter of about a year. And then I had an opportunity to start with a paint brand, and that turned us into a store because we had to have store hours, had to be open so many days, you know, do all the things to be a real business. And it just kind of kept growing. I mean, I feel like we've been on a crazy ride. It's like it just took off, and we just kept needing more and more space. So that's kind of how we got started. Completely, as you described, people, accidental entrepreneur. I did not have any business training. I mean, I ran a payroll for a major company. That's different using their systems, and you just follow their procedures and you process things their way. And right. All of a sudden, when you're independent, there's nobody there doing anything for you. It's up to you to make all the decisions. And so it's been interesting. It's been definitely a personal growth journey.
Your story is like so many, but a lot of people, accidental, you know, hobby, oh, let's open a business. You know, that probably 95% of the retailers that are in our inner circle and that I work with coaching, and that's sort of been the progression. I don't know very many that actually do what we do in our small independent business that have this big business plan and go into it. I don't think if you went into it like that right away, I don't know. I don't know that you would be as organically, you know, growing as well as you have been, because you've been doing great things. Once you start putting strategy in place. I mean, I know that you said you were kind of winging it before, but you know, and that's just so common. It's just very common for so many of us, you know. And then it's more fun to do the fun stuff, right? I know we're still working hard. We're busy being busy, but it's more fun, you know, painting and displaying and serving. And you're really in tune to your clientele than it is to do all that back stuff and planning and strategy stuff. I know sometimes people, you know, they say I'm kind of the fun killer sometimes, because we kind of like got to do the math. Got to do the math sometimes too. But so it's been interesting watching you go through this sort of journey, watching, you know, from learning strategy and then putting it in place. You are a huge implementer. Like by that, I mean, Jeff is like, he learns something, he thinks about it, strategizes how he's going to do it, and then does it, right? Like that's... Would you say that you feel like an implementer? I don't know if do you recognize that in yourself?
I really don't recognize a lot of times things that are probably I do well, but yeah. I do feel like that is one thing that I try to do. You know, like if I'm going to do something, I try to figure out as much of it up front and then try to put the strategy in place. Sometimes it's, you know, you get to a certain success in a particular revenue stream, and I don't push it to the wow revenue stream. That's where I'm working at now. It's like taking things I'm doing very well in now and moving it to the wow stage. And I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's next level stuff, right? That's like, you know, we can be good at something and then move on to the next thing, right? But you want to be great in that, like take that and tweak those margins as good as you can and increase the sales and get tight. You know, I've watched you getting tight on your margins and being very thoughtful and strategic about how you market those things too, right? So, you know, everything, the whole process comes through. So it's been interesting. Through this crappy time, I don't know, what are we calling this season? What are we calling this 2020 season now? So through this 2020 season, you know, pandemic and all the things that have been happening, and I know that, you know, you've had lots of other things, and we've all had dodgeballs, it's, you know, thrown at us, hard times. Do you want to share some things that you've been doing? I hate saying survive, but want to brag about anything that you've been doing over this season? Because I know you've been serving your customers well. You've been working really, really hard, like everybody is, but like extra hard. I know you've been putting some things in place. You know, do you want to share anything that you've been doing through this season and things that you had in place maybe that you've that have helped you through this season?
Well, probably the biggest thing I'm proud of, I guess, would be the fact in 10 years of running this business, never ever crossed my mind that we would be closed. Wow. I mean, closed like temporarily closed. I mean, yeah. It's crossed my mind that maybe we would decide to close.
You know, yeah. But be not forced to close. Yeah.
That was big for me. For one thing, I'm a control person. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have vendors in my space because I would drive them crazy. They probably have an idea how they would want things done. I definitely have my idea, and obviously it's probably going to go my way. So
it works for you. So, though. That's good. It's a good
so thing. Not having the control to decide to be closed was very difficult.
Yeah.
The group that we're in, I don't know if I would have made it through to the honest truth, because the ideas of people were just sharing things that we could do this, we could do that. And there was just every once in a while, there was something that latched on that made sense. You know, we put together a website in a few days. Our customers bought on the website. We did Zoom call shopping. We did FaceTime shopping. Any way you wanted to buy, we'd figure a way to do it.
Our motto in the inner circle was make it easy for people to buy from you right now. Right. So yeah.
And all of that was very, very difficult, you know, because that's not the way I had in my mind how to run a business. But through all of that, I also realized there's probably a lot of money being left on the table because we're not meeting people necessarily in ways that retail and buying is changing rapidly. So, you know, beefing up the website, we're still meeting people at the door with their packages. And some of it's not even necessarily that they're nervous about coming into the shop or anything like that. It's like, my kid's in the car. Can you just bring it out to us? Yes, certainly.
You know, will do what you need us to do. Here you go. Right.
So the bright side of the whole downside or the whole closing was the fact that we really had to examine how customers would feel comfortable shopping. And some of it is actually probably things that people would like to have available. They just didn't realize that it would be as convenient as what it can be. So that's our strategy now moving forward, is really looking for ways to make it as easy as possible always. You know, it doesn't always have to be you come in the shop or, you know, you can buy. I'm shocked. We've not done any SEO enhancements or anything. I'm just shocked that the number of people are still buy online, still pick up, and we still ship an amount actually to customers, but that's the way they want to purchase. So for me, that's really it was very difficult going through the closure. Mm-hmm. But the revelation of some of our weaknesses as a shop became very apparent. Yeah. But there are things that can be fixed. Yeah, and you just got to move on and go, okay, how can we fix this? How can we never, ever be in this situation again?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think a lot, some people saw we all had a moment of dwelling. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but we all had this moment of, this isn't fair and I don't want to do I think I saw all of my members go through that at some point, like whether it was a day or a week or whatever. But then it was like, okay, what do we need to do to make this work? So one thing that I know about you, Jeff, just from working with you for so long, is that you like things to be done right and well and dare I say perfect, you know? So when all this happened, one thing that a lot of us had to give up was this notion of the perfect website and the perfect service. And I know that was hard for a lot of, you know, because we have this vision, like you just said, we had this, you know, how we serve people. And all of a sudden it's like, we just need to run it out to the door, whatever, like it's got to be an ugly plastic table out on the counter outside if we have to do that, right, to make it work, or, you know, all these different things. And I feel like that was a shift for a lot of us, to just be imperfect for a little bit, right? Like just, but be flexible to be imperfect. And I just want to shout out a little bit of gratitude, I guess, to you for leading the way on that too. Cause I saw, you know, we're getting this done and we're doing it and we're just moving forward. And, you know, we're tweaking, everybody's tweaking like behind the scenes all the time now still, but it's forced us and it forced you, I know, to move. We got the e-commerce site up, right? Like we were going to do that. We're going to get it going. Well, it's going, like it's happening. Right. So you spent, I know, really late nights getting that set up and, you know, and you did such a good job with your serving your customers, like what they needed when they need it from you. So, you know, it was really, really well done. And also I think one thing I think that not just yourself, but I've heard you mention before is some mindset shifts about other things, about moving forward now through Q3, Q4 next year, like what all these different things that are going to have to take place or that we want to take place. I think we've had more time to think about our businesses and the future of our businesses. Does that sound like am I putting words in your mouth or is that something that you've?
No, I mean, I definitely have a mind shift and a realization too. I finally had time to, even though it was crazy, it was busy, stressful, worried, you still have time to think about the future. And some of the things I've decided, you know, they're just things I have really got to break this business down into segments. And I've got to look for people who are very skilled or things that light them up. You know, like we're talking about the apparel part of our business. Is it good? Yes. Is it B minus is probably what I give it. I mean, I think we do a good job selecting things. We do an okay job merchandising. Customer service part of it, I'm not happy with. I'm not happy with some other aspects of that, but it's a chunk of our business that we can really realize some serious growth. I can't do it all. And that's the one thing, this experience of being closed, can't do it all. There's too many resources out there that can help me move forward. And that's an area I thought we can strengthen, we can wow people. I just got to identify what I'm looking in for a person, and they come in and they work that part of the business for me. Not that I'm giving it totally to them, but they have to have the total, you know, the desire and love for it. And there's some other parts of the business that are that way as well. The other thing is, you know, the business needs to continue to be structured in a way that I can take care of myself more.
Yes.
Yes. And I've had a really difficult time coming back doing the 12-hour days, working 14 days straight, some stretches, you know, going, oh, I'll take the last weekend of the month off. And then the last weekend of the month comes, and I'll go, okay, well, I'll just go in for like 4 hours on Sunday instead of all day, you know. So I just don't know if I can go back to that.
And I've got it. Really great. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I just got to make that. I got to figure it out. I figured a lot of things out up to this point, but this structure thing has got to be tweaked and worked, and I have to invest in it. And that's what I have to do. And when we do that, on the flip side of that, I think we'll see the revenues come in because we'll be doing something better than what we're doing now.
So I totally agree. And you know, just to. I don't know, reiterate that taking care of yourself. And so now you've seen some rest or, you know, not, I know you were, I don't even know if we want to call it rest, but you've seen some, a little bit more downtime because the store hasn't been open 24/7 really, you know, although you've been tired. I know we worked really, really hard through the whole thing, but I'm hearing that all the time. I'm like, people are, they're resetting their, they realize, oh, I like sitting on the front porch at night with my wife for an hour. Like, you know what I mean? Like people are realizing like, oh, we used to do this before, you know, before we got into this hamster wheel of, you know, and we talk a lot in the inner circle. We talk a lot about being the CEO of our business and what you said about, you know, if other people are running it, you're still in control. You're still the boss of your business, the visionary, the leader, but you have the time to make those decisions and hire the right people going through. And part of the reason I want to invite you on here is because I see you making that shift. Like you are becoming the visionary, the leader. I mean, you always were, but now it's like you can, you know, put that on other people and get somebody else to maybe make the candles exactly how your system is in place, because Jeff makes these beautiful candles that he wholesales, and, you know, and they're beautiful, but you don't have to be the one making all the candles. We hire somebody, but we, you know, we figure that all in, and then you can sit on the porch tonight maybe. But the other thing we talk about is, because you are the visionary and the leader of your business, and because you want a life, you know, we call it the golden egg. We say it regularly inside the inner circle. If we fail, our businesses fail, right? So if you're like, we just can't keep it up. We can do it for a few years, right? And there are seasons like pandemic where maybe you have to like go all in and do extra things. But I feel like we can't keep that up. You can't keep that up. I'm not going to let you. Right. So I'm not going to let you. I'm going to be the boss of you. I don't think your wife probably will either. But I really think it's important to realize that, you know, and I know that you wear your CEO hat very proudly. I know you do that well, but that is one aspect that a lot of, our inner circle members and a lot of retailers in general really need to pay attention to is our self-care, right? Self-care maybe is overused. It's, you know, taking care of the asset of the business, right? If we fail, our business fails. So, and life is like, the reason that we have these businesses is not to work 24/7. Right? I know we're building things and we're making an income, but I'm so glad to hear that you're realizing it now that you've had a few little bit of porch time, maybe. So, right. Yeah. So that's awesome, Jeff. Yeah. So, I know that you see a lot of people come inside the inner circle. A lot of retailers come in. Do you have any advice on who you think it would be good for? Like what type of retailer, meaning what kind of personality would be good for the inner circle, versus a retailer that just might not be good for a good fit? Any thoughts on that?
Well, definitely creative. Mm. A retailer that has, you know, some sort of creativity going on in the store. I don't know if it has to be paint. I mean, I know that that's, a lot of us have a paint line and we do a lot of creative painting things. But for me, I was introduced to online support through our paint brand. We still do. We have a very strong community of people, but it's all about paint. And and the discussions, in that little box.
Because we
have paint studio only type shops in our groups. We have people like me who are bigger general retail gift shops or just interior design firms, you know. So sometimes our businesses don't all match up. You know, what I need as a general retailer and being creative, and what just a studio person, I don't mean that bad, but they're much more focused. We sell paint and we paint furniture and that's it, or teach classes or whatever. I needed it more than that. I mean, I was getting frustrated because this other part of business was growing, and that's kind of when you introduce getting ready for fourth quarter, because it is different. It's a totally, when you bring in the general merchandise part of it, it's a whole different, you're still selling, but it's a different planning process.
Right.
And that's what got me hooked was, wow, here's a group that's going to help me plan holiday type stuff, plan for the fourth quarter. I mean, literally, we were flying by the seat of the pants. I mean, October, you know, we're getting shipments in for Christmas. Ding dong. You know, now I get it in May and June, and we're already processing it and getting it ready so that when we're actually busy, we're not busy doing that and not helping our customers. So, I think just overall, I just can't even imagine somebody who couldn't benefit, to be honest with you. The whole marketing part of it. There's a lot of things in my other business group that, you know, we only discussed one lane or one revenue stream. And very few people, I think, are in one or maybe just two revenue streams. It seems like most people have multiple ones, and managing multiple ones takes a bigger group of people. So,
yeah.
For me, that was my biggest reason to join, was I was getting what I needed. I mean, if it's marketing questions, if I have a harebrained idea, I can just put it out there and people go, yeah, maybe not. I mean, the candle experience is one. I had opportunities to bring in another candle line that would compete with my candle line. I had great advice and I'm going a different direction and I feel good about that direction. Yeah. So that type of thing, you just can't get anywhere else. I mean, you know, you're always, somebody's out there always has something for you to join. But for me, the inner circle's just covered all the bases. I've hired an accountant. I've hired a technology person. I've hired people to help me with some media things. I just hired a graphic artist to redo our logo, to get all the sun. All of these things came from, there are other retailers like me who are doing these things. I can do that. You know, I don't think of myself as having a big, great business. I'm always feel like I'm just like, just average. But when you start realizing, start running with people who have these ambitions and they know they want a better life, because that's what it comes down to. Being your own shop owner can eat your entire life away.
Yeah.
That's the balance. That's the real balance.
That is the balance. Yeah. I don't even know if the word balance goes in, but you're right. It can eat your life away and you just want a better life, right?
That's really where the struggle is for a lot of us. And hiring somebody like the technology thing. Yeah. We put our e-commerce site together by ourselves. It's clunky. It's chunky. I'm not that proud of it.
It's good, by the way. It's not that clunky. Not that. I know you're perfectionist side, but yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I probably wouldn't have considered doing that without, you know, knowing that other people do it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you'd like to see the other people, what do they say? Someone else has come first or someone else is doing it. And even just planting the seeds. I have been super impressed with how the communities come together over this, especially now. I know that, you know, you've been a member for a long time, but it's been really great to see all the ideas like get your website up. Like I've been seeing everybody was pushing for that. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I've always thought what it would be like without a group of people. And I'm not really sure I would have been able to found my way through a lot of the issues that you face as an accidental entrepreneur. I mean, I didn't have real business training. I didn't have a business plan. I mean, you know, it wasn't until like year two or three when we were being nominated for a bunch of awards and they wanted us to send over our, I had to write a plan. I was like, I don't know, you know? So having a group of people that you can just send a message out to and people will respond back to you. Yeah. Is incredible. And then obviously all of the things that we've gotten, the CEO chart, you know, filling out and keeping up with vital statistics, like how many people are you attracting to your social media platforms? You know, you kind of look at that number, you don't really realize, like, we gained over 332 or 4, I can't remember, just since COVID closed down. I mean, you see that number go up, but when you put it in black and white and go, wow, we did something right for 330 some people to like our Facebook page in just a matter of 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So tracking all of those things, you can start to feel like you're gaining momentum. It's not this kind of abstract thing that you don't really know that you're measuring. Just like, you know, the POS system keeps track of sales. It's very easy. You just key in a date range, go, oh yeah, we're doing much better than we did last year.
Yeah. But
these other things, if you don't really sit down and track those things, it could be that we could give up doing something like Facebook. And yet, you know, we probably picked up over 3,000 members or followers since I joined this group, you know, and we're not a social media group, but it's just, we're doing the things that engages our customer and being creative and fresh ideas. And sometimes I get off of looking through the group and I'm sitting there and I've got all these ideas, you know, I'm like, okay, I can't do 10, but let's pick one and go with it, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Which is good too, because we used to always try to do all 10, I think, but yeah, I see that you've become, you're very strategic in how you move forward through things as well too. So yeah, no, I agree. Metrics tracking is like, I don't know, people don't even want me to talk about that usually, but we'll softball you, but everybody, so what I like, and I just want to iterate that you're, you know, there's always somebody coming up behind us that we can, you know, help and mentor, and somebody like that's ahead of us in the group. So we have like lots of different stages of people, and we have big retailers. We have new people who are just coming in, and, you know, all, I feel like the group is really good at helping one another. So, you know, like, I appreciate your support to other people, you know, kind of coming up behind you or questions or doing different things. We're all doing, everybody's doing, again, you said earlier, like, you hear about all these different ideas and ideas and ideas, and it's like, well, that wouldn't work for me, but, oh, that one's good. Like, you know, or there's just different things. So I do appreciate your input in the group all the time as well too. So, you know, it's just so valuable to so many people. I appreciate you. So thank you for doing that. Or thank you for sharing with everybody. It's been really interesting watching everybody using the tools that, you know, that they've kind of like hung on to through this. Like, I feel like we're just trying to build and survive, you know, build survival gear through this. That's what I sort of, somebody else said that earlier today and I was laughing. I thought that was funny. They said, yeah, you gave us all the tools for survival. We're like just building our little trenches and trying to get through right now. So, it's been interesting watching everything come together for everybody as well too. But, you know, you're planning on the other side. I see you know, we're talking Q3 and Q4 already. And, you know, this is stuff that I think the conversation is different in the groups than it was without having a community, myself included. Like, there was no conversation about, like you said, who's talking about Christmas, you know, when you're just on looking at one day at a time. So, that is a big thing for a lot of people. So yeah, I appreciate your time. I know you're so busy. I have one last question for you, Jeff. Do you have a favorite like quote or a piece of advice somebody gave you or anything along those lines that you like to share? I want to hear what your wisdom is for other people.
Well, in my office, I have a big poster and it says, no, like, trust. You probably said that a couple of times.
We talk about that a little bit in the group. We want people to know, like, and trust us. Yes, yeah.
And it sounds really, really simple. Mm-hmm. But usually when I'm trying to figure out what direction, what to buy, what to Facebook content. And to be honest, truth, we haven't been that great at Facebook lately. But I try to filter it through those three words. Because really, if you have those three words intact, a lot of other things just take care of themselves. People that know you buy from you. And I think that's what helped us through the whole closure was people wanted to buy from us. They knew us. They wanted to buy from us. I feel like I'm fairly likable.
You are very likable, Jeff. You are very likable, but you also work really hard. Like, that makes my heart happy that you have that there and you filter things through that. I never knew that. I didn't know that. But because you are so, and I've said this a couple of times, you're very attuned to what your people want. And again, not in this, like, I got to sell to them. I got to sell, you know, it's like, no, they really, like, what do they really need? What do they really want? And that was super evident when all this happened and they were like, how can we help? Like, when customers are saying, how can we help? I saw your people come out of the woodwork almost, you know, and, you know, how can we support you? What do you need? And like, it was almost not too much. I know we wanted the sales, but that's why you had to get your website up so fast, right? Like, they were coming at you from everywhere and wanting to support and keep you in business. And you're a blessing to your community, a big blessing to your community. And I know they appreciate you there, and you're really good at collaborating and getting to know, like, and trust other people. Like, that makes them come back to you. So, so that, I love that you have those words like that. So it's a great way to filter things through your business. It's very good values. And value-based selling is what we do, right? We're not selling snow tires, you know. So we always joke about that inside the group. So, but you know, it's not, there's anything wrong with selling snow tires. It's just, we're selling pieces of, you know, we really care about our customers. So that's great. Thank you so much, Jeff. I so appreciate you. And we will have Jeff's information. Do you want to share what's the best place for people to go follow you?
We're probably most active on Facebook. So we're at the Vintage Nest on Facebook.
You have to go watch Jeff. Facebook Lives are awesome.
Thank you. So yeah, the vintagenest.com/thevintagenest. So
awesome. So I will also have that in the show notes and here on Facebook, if you're watching us on Facebook. So thanks very much, Jeff. I appreciate your time. We'll see you soon.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Hey
thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.